The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Watch. March 6, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Peoples of the earth, hear the word of the Lord your God. You are lost. Drowning in a deep sea of transgression, sinking in the ever-shifting sands of religion and science. You are stuck in the mire of your iniquities, slowly suffocating, as the fruit of your labor comes full circle to take away your life. For by your own works have you destroyed the garden. On account of your greed, have you caused much suffering and death, bringing calamity upon your own heads. Thus because of your great iniquity, I have drawn back my hand. And for the multitude of your transgressions, the judgment of God has come upon you. Dead generation, foolish children, evil surrounds you on every side. Darkness closes in, yet you remain unmoved. Detestable birds gather, and predators come forth to stalk you as prey, yet you see no cause for alarm. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord, my flock has become the prey, and my children have made themselves meat for the slaughter. For the peoples of the earth have forsaken me, days without end. They have altogether gone astray. My created ones have removed themselves, far from me. And my own beloved have not returned to me, but do always seek their own way. And of the shepherds, they did not go out to search for my flock, but have fed themselves. They did not feed my flock, but have fed themselves. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you self-appointed shepherds. And give ear, all you wayward flocks. For you have surely broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. You have surely forsaken the Lord your God. For thus says the Lord, I am against you. Your houses are fallen, and the foundations upon which you have built yourselves up, crumble beneath your feet. All is dust and ashes, rubble piled up in heaps. Oh, what a bitter thing this is! Unending sadness, anguish, and pain. My own beloved have departed from me. My own children have gone far astray. I gave my son for them, that they may live and not die. I laid myself upon the altar. Yet they want no part with me as I truly am. Thus they choose death, and with the grave they have made their agreement. Therefore, thus says the Lord, tremble, O heavens! Shake, O earth! Let the seas rage and the mountains crumble before the coming of the Lord. Let the whole earth be bowed down before the Holy One of Israel. For my kingdom comes. Behold, the Almighty is coming down to you. Yes, the Son who wears the full raiment of the Father. For in him alone does the fullness of God dwell. Thus he shall pluck you from the fire. He shall scourge the nations with the word of his power, and strike the wicked with the sword of his mouth. Yes, he shall tread the grapes in the winepress of the wrath of my fury, wiping the wicked from existence, destroying all things which sicken his sheep and cause his flocks to go astray. Behold, he shall utterly destroy all that offends. My people, the Mashiach, is your help and your shield. Yahushua, whom you call Jesus and Christ, is the rock of your salvation. The one who is, and was, and is to come. For the Father and the Son are one. Therefore, embrace me in my mercy, and receive of me in my great love. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer. I am indeed coming down to shake the heavens and the earth, to move all from its place, to bring forth that which was hidden, and to reveal that which was misplaced, to open that which was shut, and to shut that which was opened. Therefore prepare, my people, for the time has come. Yes, today is the day of salvation. Go forth, beloved ones, and set all these crooked paths straight. Regain the line, prepare and watch. For the leaves of the fig tree are upon its branches. Summer is near. Again I say, watch. For the one who ascended is about to descend. And lo, I am come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to accomplish the Father's will. For I have heard the cries of the oppressed, and the groaning of the poor and the needy. I know the plight of the fatherless and the widow. I have tasted their tears. And the heart of the faithful is not hidden from me. Therefore, watch. And also listen. And be spared. For I am about to give a shout. For all that is written in the book of the Lord, both the former and the latter, comes to pass through me. Take heed therefore. For assuredly I say to you, it shall in no wise come to pass as a mere metaphor, or as a parable conceived of by men. For the time of arrogant assumptions and prideful assertions is over. The time of corrupt knowledge and polluted sermons is at an end. Behold, the power from on high is coming forth to reap, and to judge the nations. To sound the trumpet in the four corners. To cause the name of the Lord to resound in all the earth. Bow before the King therefore. Humble yourselves before the Holy One of Israel. Lay yourselves upon the altar, and be broken atop the stone, and it shall bear you up. Yet stand defiant, and you shall be crushed beneath the weight of the mountain. For I do not change, says the Lord.